Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADR Hub podcast series. Today's guest we have with us is Beth Katz, and she's the founder and executive director of Project Interface. It's a wonderful organization based in Omaha, Nebraska. Beth, thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So why don't we're going to be talking about this fantastic program that you had back in May of 2011 called Speed Dialogue. But before we get into that, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and also your organization, Project Interface?
Sure. Well, I'll start with Project Interface. That's more interesting than me, I think. So we'll start there. But Project Interface, we're a not-for-profit interfaith organization. We are based in Omaha, Nebraska, and our focus is on growing understanding, respect, and relationships among people of all faiths, beliefs, and cultures. So what we're really trying to do is create a space for people to authentically be who they are and to authentically engage with others who they are. We don't want people to have to check any part of them at the door. And a lot of times we find that a person's spiritual or religious identity is a facet of them that they feel that they have to check at the door or that is really taboo to talk about. But at the same time, we know that for so many people, a person's beliefs, whatever those may be, are so central to how they view themselves in the world that we feel this is something that must be talked about in order for us to really be able to connect and have ultimately healthy, vibrant communities. And so that's where we come in. We try to find really creative ways to bring people together so that they can share and learn and ultimately develop relationships that are going to make our communities and our overall quality of life better.
Mm-hmm. And the organization started back in 2005, correct?
Yep, we launched in December 2005, and it's been really amazing to see something go from being an idea to this living, breathing movement that we've been able to be a part of. And we have a lot of different types of programs that we do to engage people. We do interfaith arts programs. We have speaker series. We mm-hmm. do interfaith study circles. We also are doing more and more online programming, so that's another way for people to connect with us.
Okay, and now, well, let's go, and you didn't really tell us a bit about yourself. I'm calling you out on that, but we're going to go back to that in a second, because I like in your bio, you've done some fantastic things that led you to this, but let's first talk maybe a little bit about the program where I put on Twitter as a lead-up to this podcast episode that it sort of brings speed dating, conflict resolution all together into one, and there was a lot of interest on that. So sort of, I don't want to mix it up or mess it up, but the title of the program that you had was called Face to Face, a Speed Dialogue and Event for Young Professionals and Young Adults. So I'm not going to make an attempt. Tell us what it was.
Well, you know, we at Project Interface, one of our core philosophies in terms of how we do interfaith work, and there's lots of different ways that people approach interfaith work, but one of our core philosophies is that we want to welcome everyone to the conversation, whether you are connected to a faith community or not. Mm-hmm. We also, another core philosophy of ours is that ultimately this is about growing relationships, not agreements. And then the other piece is that we try to provide a lot of different types of programs so that we can really engage as many different people as possible because people are diverse and the types of programs that they want are going to be diverse. In an effort to kind of, we were trying to think about how can we really reach out and engage young adults and professionals. We hadn't done a program to specifically target that population. Mm-hmm. And even though, ironically, I think right now I'm the oldest person on our staff, and I'm 32. So all our staff range is in age from 19 to 32. So we weren't doing as we hadn't done a program to intentionally engage our peers. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to think about, I think for a lot of my friends, when they hear the term dialogue, they have this connotation of, or this image pops to mind where people are sitting around a circle talking about their faith, and it can be either really cheesy and kumbaya-y. No offense to people that enjoy
right.
kumbaya.
Well, when I think of speed dialogue, and it's sort of, I think of sort of like the, what people could say is like that dry factor of dialogue, but then speed dialogue, I think of speed dating where I picture, which I'll admit, I've never been speed dating before, but from what I've seen on TV, it's sort of, you speak for a couple minutes and then you go to another table, you speak to them. So I can't, so what was the setup? How was it designed?
And so we thought, you know, well, let's find a way to have people actually start dialoguing that's fun and that's interactive. And we thought speed dating's been such a hit in terms of getting people together. And we're not interested at Project Interfaith in, you know, getting people together for romantic reasons, but we are interested in getting people together so that they can really hopefully build friendships and relationships through these interactions. And so we took the format of speed dating. So we basically paired people up. They were assigned in two groups, the reds and the blues, and you just sit across from a red or a blue. We had a different number of tables, and we provided them with ground rules and a number of different questions that would probe about a person's religious and cultural identity.
Mm-hmm.
And they got 5 minutes, and they could ask each other any of the questions from the list, and within 5 minutes talk about whatever they wanted. And then we blew a whistle and had the blues rotate to a different table, and we just kept doing this for a series of rotations. And after an hour passed, people had, you know, been matched up with about 8 different individuals.
Okay.
And at the end of the session, we gave them a form where if for the people that you're interested in continuing talking with, you could write down their names. And what we did is we would email that person and say, these people had indicated that they'd be interested in talking to you further. Here's their contact information. You know, go dialogue. And so it was really successful. I mean, people, we had...
Yeah, well, what was some of the feedback that you had from some of the participants?
Yeah, you know, we were really pleasantly surprised how people just kind of dove in and really started talking to each other. Most of the feedback we got, besides just do this again, was give us a little bit more time to talk to each other. It was just getting good, and then the whistle blew.
Well, that's sort of like the intent of our podcast, because we only have like 2.5 more minutes, and we're having a really good conversation, but that's why I want our listeners to keep coming back or go to your website also to get more information on your organization. So hopefully both concepts are working.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Well, just to make sure they get to our website is projectinterfaith.org, and they can find out even more information about the different types of programs we have and the Speed Dialogue program there.
Right, and then you're also, I know a lot of your employees and your interns as well, you're all on Twitter as well, which we'll put the link on our website too, but for those listening, what's your Twitter name?
Well, it's Project Interfaith for the organization, but it's not spelled out fully. So when they see the link, they'll see that. And then they can find me at Beth Katz.
Okay.
And then you can find, if you go to our website and you click on staff, you can find all of our Twitter names.
Okay. So then based on with the feedback that you got from it, is this something that you're going to do again in the future? Or what's like the next step when you sat down and analyzed it with your employees, what do you guys think, what's the next step?
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to hold another one probably in early fall that we'll probably partner with the Young Professional Organization here. They're very interested in collaborating with us on this. But we also got a lot of feedback from people who aren't young professionals or young adults, although they may be young at heart, who said, you know, I love that program, but I felt like I couldn't come to it because I'm over 40.
Well, yeah, by the way, you mentioned when you put the event on ADR Hub, I like how you put in quotes, for you define young adults Omaha style, and that means anyone 40-ish and under, which is great. Is that that's a new term, I guess, Omaha style for young adults?
Well, I think we have a very generous definition of...
I would agree with that, though.
So yeah, we just wanted to be clear about how we interpret that. But yeah, so we got a lot of feedback from people who were over 40, and so I think we're going to be definitely holding at least one speed dialogue that'll just be open to anybody and have more diversity in terms of age.
Well, Beth, I want to thank you very much for spending this time with us to share with us. You didn't get to tell us about all the wonderful work that you did, like with the Parliament of World Religions and how you caught the interfaith bug in college, but we'll have to save that for another podcast episode, also with the United Nations Alliance of Civilizations. You've done a lot of great things, and unfortunately for this particular episode, we're out of time, and I really want to thank you, and I really want to suggest to all our listeners, definitely check out their website, because they're doing some really, really great things that can be implemented, not just for the great work that's going on in Omaha, but really be expanded. And I know you're working on a lot of online projects coming up for the next year. So, Beth, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thanks so much for having me. Great talking to you.
Okay, this is Jeff Thompson for the ADR Hub podcast series, and I want to thank you for listening. And you can listen to this episode and all our other archives at ADRHub.com. Thank you.